Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, that bit's a bit silly. That bit sounds like Jem. Do you remember Jem? Not as in Truly Outrageous, Truly, Truly, Truly Outrageous. Jem, the woman. I had one of her albums. It was good. 0344 499 is the telephone number. You can Skype Late Night Alternative, a free-form, unstructured show. It is Britain's most listened-to late-night show anywhere in Britain right now. And it's very, very popular. People love it. Lots of big numbers, doing very, very big numbers. So hang in there, guys. Let's go to Morris. Good evening, Morris.
Hello?
Hello, Morris.
Is that my friend?
Yes.
Hello? I love you. You're beautiful. You're very good. I listen to you every night. You made me go to sleep at time. And I just want to say thank you very much because you're a really nice guy.
But why are you doing... Jesus Christ, man. Listen, you're doing the Borat voice. You're 15 years too late.
No, I don't like Borat. Borat is not very good.
Neither are you, man. Listen, I'm not in the mood for it tonight, but thanks for your call. There we go. Let's try Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hello, mate.
Hello, Ben.
Seances, never done one, but the mediums, you just reminded me that I saw a programme.
Yeah.
Darren Brown, when he exposed the mediums and that fellow thought he could talk to the dead.
Oh, yeah, go on. What happened?
Well, he just got exposed as being an utter fraud. It's all gobbledygook, isn't it? Darren Brown actually said in this documentary, I saw a live show of his. I'm not too sure if he said it in the live show, but these two sisters, years and years ago, when he talks about the history of magic and all this sort of thing.
Yes.
I'm sure he said two sisters started this, you know, clairvoyancy thing up. And they had it going for years. Now other people started to do it as well. And then before they died, they admitted that it was all a shower of absolute sewage. So the actual two people that, you know, started doing this clairvoyancy hundreds of years ago, whatever, admitted that it was
let me play the advocate of Sieur Ladeville. Those two examples that you've given don't prove that the whole industry is a sham.
Mate, come on.
No. I'm not saying whether it isn't, but those, you giving me two instances doesn't disprove the whole industry.
Well, how come they only tell you, you know, it's like you see that these people on stage, I won't mention the name, but there's that blonde lady.
No, don't come on now, don't, because I know that person is, hang on, Ben, don't even describe them, because that person Ben, shut up, Ben, but just shut up and listen for a second, because I'm trying to cover my ass and your ass. Here's the thing, by saying I'm not going to name them, but then describing them, that makes it obvious who it is, and that person is extremely litigious, so don't, thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
But what about when they say, I've got John through, and John's telling me to tell you to feed the cat or water the daffs?
Hang on a minute. Whoa.
Well, when they're on the stage, it's never anything.
Hang on a minute. Did you just get a message from a guy called John about a cat?
A cat.
Because my uncle John died 6 months ago, and he loved my cat.
Right.
So how did you do that then? How do you explain what you just did then if it's all fake?
I'm a clairvoyant.
Well, then there you go. Then you see, something is coming through you.
Yeah.
I'll come through you. Something is. Well, listen. I think it's all bullshine. But the number of people, Ben, when I've said,
surely they'd be studying at Oxford and Cambridge and Harvard and all these scientists.
Oxford and Cambridge and Harvard, you say?
Well, sure. No, they would be. There's none. You know, go up to Oxford and speak to these professors, or you know, try and get a government loan to then start up a college course where the government are going to... you're never going to get anywhere.
It's
nonsense.
Okay, but then how come whenever I tell people I'm going to do a Ouija board seance...
Because it's fear. Because we're all conditioned, aren't we?
Why are people scared of a... it's owned by Waddington's, right? It's
right,
a tiny little
bit...
I
told you the most haunted place in London was on the 14th floor of a tower block in this flat, number 3A or something. Yeah. You wouldn't believe me. But if I said it was down some country lane, some big old detached house, thatched roof, you'd believe me. It's because we're conditioned. With, you know, I think all the horror films and all the stuff we've seen with the houses, it's always a detached house. It's never a flat. It's never a bungalow. You know, the most haunted house in England is a bungalow down in Eastbourne. It's nonsense. You're more likely to believe it's a big detached house, you know, with these big grounds and, you know what I'm saying. We're just influenced by our surroundings, aren't we? We've been programmed to believe. You know, how many horror films, how many big Hollywood films have we seen with flats and tower blocks being haunted? None. You know what I mean? That's my opinion. Anyway, I'll just ping you.
I'm looking at Ouija boards on Amazon.
Yeah.
In Barman and Amazon, right? I want to find
you've got to touch the Ouija board, innit?
You've got to touch the glass. Well, you've got to have a glass or a planchette.
And then you have to place your finger on it, but everyone swears they're not pushing it or influencing it in any way. Mate, that glass will never move unless somebody touches it.
Here's a review of a Ouija board on Amazon.
Right.
It works! Didn't believe in that before. I tried it with my friends. P.S. Very well-made board.
It all works off the fear, though, doesn't it?
Hang on a minute. Why don't you... Ben, say hello to George.
Hello, George.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Ben, George, what do you reckon to what Ben is saying?
Well, he's wrong.
Go on, tell him why.
Because of what I experienced about 42 years ago.
Right.
And I didn't have a Ouija board. I think Ouija boards were banned for a while. I don't know when they lifted the ban on them. But I had Scrabble letters and a yes and a no.
Yeah.
And three friends and the four of us sat down, and the lady that was conducting the seance, she said, "Is there a spirit in the house?" And nothing happened. I sort of laughed and tried again, and nothing happened the second time either. But the third time, is there a spirit in the house? The glass moved to yes. And Kay was the lady conducting the seance, and she asked the spirit to identify itself, and it spelled out David. Now, I had a close friend called David who had died a few years earlier. And lots of coincidences had been happening that just couldn't be coincidences in my life.
Or they could be coincidences.
It's
That's
an uncommon name, though, David.
Yes, but David came through and gave... three messages to me. The first was that he was worried about his sister, said she had to go and see a doctor urgently.
Yeah.
The second one, the glass moved very quickly to three letters repeatedly, OCP, OCP, OCP. Kay asked... Yeah. Are these the initials for a book and the glass?
But hang on a minute. This doesn't get right. This doesn't prove that Ouija boards work. This could simply mean, and Ben, I don't know what you'd think about this, that Kay's good at pushing a glass.
Yeah.
No. Nobody was pushing the glass, and as things developed, I was able to communicate with David just on my own. And
so the glass was moving completely on its own?
With my finger on it.
Right, OK, so you were pushing the glass.
No, I wasn't pushing the glass.
Because psychologists would argue that the glass is being moved, if your fingers are on it, are either a deliberate attempt to try and prove something or a subconscious thing.
I mean, it developed into automatic writing, and then it developed to me being able to hear David's voice in my head. And I was taken on a 5-month trip in which many voices spoke in my head. And
Ben, what are your thoughts on George's 5-month trip?
Well, it was a long time ago. I mean, was this 42 years ago?
Yeah, and I spent nearly 6 years trying to write a book about what happened to me in those 5 months, which I never completed. Yeah. But I don't think anything's going to work for you, Ian, in this seance, because unless you're open to the possibility that you could communicate with something out there.
I am open to the possibility. There's no point in doing it if you're not open to the possibility. Ben, thanks for that. I want to... This could be fun. George, say hello to Ken.
Hello, Ken.
Hello, is it George, is it? Hello, Ian and George.
Yes.
Yes, George. Yes, clairvoyancy and seances, in my opinion, much of it is fakery and not genuine, but some of it is genuine. In fact, necromancy is what the clairvoyants are actually practicing, George. Necromancy is trying to contact dead spirits. Now, you said earlier that somebody claims that their brother spoke to them and gave them a message. That might be false. Most of that would be false, but some of it is actually true, and they're in contact with demonic forces. And the demonic forces can pass on a message by telling lies to deceive the people. In fact, spiritism is quite... I remember I used to live in Portsmouth, and there was a very powerful spiritism church there. I used to walk past it and pray against it. So there is a supernatural realm, George, and dangerous.
I am aware of that because I communicated with that realm 42 years ago and went through several exorcisms as a result of what I was being made to experience then. So I am aware of what you're talking about, and if you open yourself up to that sort of communication, all sorts of things can happen, I wouldn't personally recommend anyone dabbling in with the Ouija board, but. But as I say, from my first experience and the messages that I received in that first communication, I did phone David's sister immediately after the seance, and her husband answered the phone and told me she'd been having some stomach pains or something, and he'd take her to the doctor in the morning. And it turned out she did have some sort of cyst on the womb that was not that serious, but it did require a small operation or something. And the OCP turned out to be a book called Occult and Clairvoyant. I can't remember what the P stood for, but it was a book that was important for me to read at the time. So, as I say, my experience was very genuine and very, very relevant. However,
George, the problem is with this, what I've read about it, and also have some experience of it myself in Canada and Indian Native Reserves, those who participate in these type of things, what they do is, and you've already mentioned it, they open the door of their hearts to be taken over by demons who actually hate us. And much of the the results from this is great depression, suicide and addictions result in the future and destruction of families. So it's very, very dangerous thing to get involved in. When I lived in Canada, we used to go to the Indian Native Reserves to preach the gospel and hold meetings with the native people. There's a lot of good born-again Christians and the native people who have been delivered from alcoholism and drug addiction. Now they follow Jesus. But in the reserve, George and Ian, they have got medicine men there, witchcraft men, who put spells. This is actually happening today in Canada and in America and in Africa. I've got African friends who are involved in this and know about it. And they actually put curses on the people they don't like in the reserves. And when we used to go to the meetings, quite a number of occasions, the Indians would turn up asking for prayer because a curse had been put on them. And then by the power of the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus, these were cast out of the people.
The name of the name of Jesus has only existed for about 400 years, so I don't know why you're bringing Jesus up when there was no such person as Jesus in the Bible.
Come on now, well, that's another subject, George. We're talking here about the sciences and clairvoyance and supernatural. There is a supernatural realm, and also it's highly connected to drug addiction and drug taking, which will greatly increase the closer we come to the second coming of Jesus. So I would just say to anybody who's listening, Ian, that if you're tampering with these things, be very careful. And if you feel that you've been cursed or if you've come under a depressive spirit, I would encourage you to find a good born-again church, a Pentecostal church, even an African Pentecostal church.
What second coming of Jesus are you talking about? I mean, in Matthew, Mark and Luke's gospel, he said he would return when... during the lifetime of the generation that he was talking to, and he never did, so that makes him out to be a false prophet in those gospels.
No, George, you've got it wrong, George. Jesus is coming back when Israel is returned to back their homeland, and that happened in 1948 when they also gained control of Jerusalem. They now have sovereign control of Jerusalem. Now we're in the season when Jesus can return, George. We don't know the day of the hour, George, but we know the season, and we are in it now. The clock is ticking for the second coming of Jesus, and the whole focus of world attention will be on Israel and Jerusalem.
You really don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. That's what the Bible teaches, George. Maybe you should read it with an open heart. But that's your choice, my friend. I'm not here to judge you.
I've read it a lot deeper than you've read it, Ken. Read it from beginning to end twice, and the second time I was guided by my late friend David to read it and understand it, and understand that all the characters within it are fictional characters, but there's a deeper story being told beneath the fictional stories.
Yes, well, do you know how many prophecies that Jesus the Messiah fulfilled when he came here approximately 2,018 years ago, George? Jesus the Messiah, George, literally fulfilled 351 prophecies written in the Old Testament to prove he is the Messiah of Israel.
Why does every gospel contradict the other? Why is the inscription on the cross different in every gospel?
There's no contradictions in the Bible. Jesus Christ, King of the Jews, is written above the Lord's head.
Every gospel writer describes a different inscription on the cross.
Critical study of the Bible has been going on since it's been written, George, and there's no one yet disproved the Word of God. But that's another matter, George. I don't want to really discuss that unless you want to.
No, I want to ask you,
the main point is, George, people today need help. And when people get involved in the supernatural, we are going into very dangerous territory. That's all I'm suggesting. I would encourage people to be very careful. Ouija boards, clairvoyance, seances. When you yoga, you know, in yoga.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that point. I'm still asking you the question: why is the inscription on the cross different in every gospel?
Tell me where it's different.
Well, just pick up your Bible and read each gospel's version of what the inscription was, and each gospel has a different version.
Well, tell me where it's different.
Tell you where it's different.
Yeah, tell me the words are. What's different?
I should be able to tell you off the top of my head, but read it and you will see that each one is different.
Well, what is different? If you're making that claim, you boldly, which you're entitled to make, all I'm asking to is support that with what is different, what words are different.
I'd have to get my Bible out and quote each different gospel's version of it, but you can do that for yourself.
Well, can I ask you a serious question, George? I believe you're an older gentleman and you're a precious soul to God. One day we will die. Where do you plan to go, George, when you die? Heaven or hell?
In my mind, we all return to where we came from, and we've all forgotten where we came from. And I'm sure the story has a happy ending for all of us.
No, that's not.
I see us as being spirit beings trapped in these human forms, and when we die, our spirit is released and returns to where it came from.
Well, that's your opinion, George, and you're entitled to that. However, the Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches there is a judgment day for all after death, and there's a place called heaven and a place called hell. And God does not want anyone to go to hell, so he sent his son Jesus to die for my sins and our sins, take our punishment.
I think we're in hell.
Offers us forgiveness, George. Now, if you don't receive your forgiveness before you die, this is what the Bible teaches, not what I teach.
You don't know what the Bible teaches. You don't know what the Bible teaches.
Okay, I've had enough of that. Thank you, George. Thank you, Ken. 03444991000 Talk Radio.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
There we go. That's Kevin Fox. He was part of Stephen Page's band, and he's flipping brilliant. And I just think he's genius. And I'm going to be honest with you, Dion. The cello.
Yeah, what a great cover. I thought that was brilliant.
The cello gets me horny.
Just laid back for this time of the day.
The cello gets me horny. It makes me want to rut. I want to do it. I want to do it with women. I want to do it with men. I want to do it with cellos. I want to do it with trees. I want to do it with a tree that before it makes a cello. I just want to do it. As the cello does that.
There's a lot of East European ladies. They normally learn the cello.
What? Oh, makes me want to do it with European ladies.
Well, come to Langley, mate. Plenty of them.
I'm coming to Langley. Do you know what? I'm coming to Langley to find a horny European cellist. I'm going to do it with them. Consensually, of course.
Well done.
Thanks, man.
I had a girlfriend once called Clairvoyant. It's all right. It's old, but it works.
There's no way to speak about an ex-girlfriend of yours.
What, Clairvoyant?
No, old but works.
She probably knows she's Clairvoyant. She'll know that.
No, but are you still going out with her? I'm confused.
No, I'm not.
Who dumped who?
I don't know. She looked into the spirit world and...
Okay. She was an alcoholic?
No, she's not. I don't know these. It doesn't matter, mate. Anyway.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear. I'm sorry. We've all loved and lost. I'm sure there's someone out there for you. I'm gonna sign up to Tinder.
And not
Grindr, as a friend told me on Friday.
I don't know. I've got a Grindr at home.
You're going to grind who? Her?
It's a grinder. It's a little round plastic thing.
Okay. And what is? Aren't they called fleshlights?
No, it's a grinder. It's for
it a different model, is it?
For grinding a bit of weed in. That's all.
Grinding a bit of weed.
Yeah, you know, you put it in there and
wacky backy. Is that the wacky backy that you're smoking there, laddie? I'll turn the blind eye to it just this once, but don't go doing it again.
You sound like what's it there off porridge. Anyway, what's getting on my nerves? I was listening to some radio station full of snowflakes.
Right, hang on a minute. Shut your face, Mark. Excuse my language. You're a shit of a human being. Right, everybody. I want you to go online and troll this guy at Sort My Tax Out. Right, this guy's called Mark the Bean Counter. He says, right. This is from something that happened that I mentioned 2 hours ago, right? He says, Mark the Bean Counter in Loughborough doesn't even follow me on Twitter and he's just chipped in. Look at his smug face outside the Lacoste shop. Right, Mark, I'm going to destroy you, right? He says, of course you can recycle cardboard. I don't believe you, Ian. Short of things to moan about, you're becoming a night version of James from LBC, right? I know you can recycle cardboard. That's what I said, you thick Lacoste bumming idiot. What I said was my local council refused to take my blue recycling bin that was full of cardboard and they left a little sticker on it saying this is contaminated. These are things we will not recycle. And cardboard was included in it. Clean out your... It's taken you 2 hours, Mark the Bean Counter, outside Lacoste, to compose a tweet that is based on a false premise. Delete that tweet because that is libelous and I will sue you. I will sue you and I will destroy you and I will have you taken out of Twitter. Out of Twitter. I don't want to almost... Hang on a minute, Dion. I had to take a breath there.
Yep.
And it almost sounded like I was actually issuing a death threat. I'm not issuing a fatwa against, Mark the Bean Counter. But what he has said is factually incorrect. And he is an SH1T. And I apologise for my bad language. I do apologise.
I don't know. Do people actually wear Lacoste anymore?
This guy stood outside the shop. So I don't know. I just don't
know. It is in Loughborough, so they're about... 2 years behind us.
I'm not going to diss a region. I'm never, ever dissing a region because that only ends in misery for that person who does the dissing. But
yeah.
I've just treated Mark and you can all see him now and you can send him your thoughts.
Right, well, send me a link. What's really getting on my nerves, people keep talking about, is about the high street.
Oh, yeah.
The online shopping is ruining it. Yeah. But I think online shopping is brilliant.
Right, well, yeah, but it's... online shopping is brilliant, but, yeah, it's ruining the high street.
I don't think so. I think the high street is ruining the high street.
Hang on, how is the high street ruining the high street?
Well, it's the local council's local government. You can't park there, and if you do, you're scared of getting a ticket.
Here's the thing, that where I've just moved, my local high street, guess what, in the high street,
go on.
You can park for free for an hour in the high street.
That is brilliant.
That is nutso! And I'm not convinced there's even traffic wardens there. So I reckon you could park all day. But no, but, right, you could, well, of course you can park. You can park around every town. They've got things called car parks, and you go and park in the car park, yeah. The NCP.
You know Slough High Street. If you park in a multi-storey, you have to walk about half a mile to get the high street.
Don't be so bloody stupid, man. They've got rid of one of the car park that was opposite the train station is gone. So you've got to park in, the Brunel, is it? Or the Queensman? I never remember which is. You're parking the Queensman.
No, they're knocking the whole lot down next year. They're building a Westfield. So
in Slough?
Yeah, the Queensmere and
No, they're not knocking the Queensmere down in Slough. They're not.
They're knocking them both down, aren't
No, the Queensmere and the Observatory?
Yep.
No.
They have.
To build a Westfield?
Build a Westfield, yeah.
Jeez. That's really the awesome. Worst news. Why? Break that news to me gently.
I thought you would have read it.
I've moved out of Slough last week, so I couldn't give a stuff.
Yeah, But
hang on. How can you argue? How can you say that the internet online shopping is not killing the high street? Of course it is, because I've ordered three things during the show. Instead of thinking, I think I might go to the high street tomorrow, I've ordered three things while the show is on, and I'll get them Wednesday. I've ordered a Ouija board that's coming on Wednesday.
All right. Would you get out of Amazon?
Yes, mate.
Oh, you would. I ordered some batteries last week from, Amazon.
Yeah. Right. So you didn't go to the high street?
No, because I'd have a job selling them. They're for a drone, and they're special batteries.
Right, okay. Well, hang on a minute. Well, no, this is, exactly. So 10 years ago, you'd have gone to Dixon's or Curry's, right, or Maplin's to get those batteries, and you'd have been able to get them. But those shops...
Maplin's now is shut, so...
Yes, exactly. Now you, it's shut because people like you kept buying drone batteries on Amazon, not in Maplin's.
Well,
Dixon's is shut, or Curry's. One of them is shut.
Yeah, I get my monthly shopping from Asda once a month, and I have it delivered. It costs £2.50.
So you don't even go to Asda's not on the high street in Slough though.
No, it's over in Sippenham, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's not even you're just arguing against yourself.
Yeah, but it's easier. I do not want to traipse.
Here we go. Exactly. It's easier. You don't want to traipse. And that's it. And now you can do it from home on your telephone. You tap in a few things. Internet shopping is easier because people don't want to traipse around. No one wants to traipse anymore. No one even wants to say traipse. Kids don't even know the word traipse. They would spell it with a Y, not an I. That's how stupid these millennial idiots are. And because we don't want to traipse, or as I like to call it, mooch, the high street's dead, man.
Yeah, but Ian, I'm agoraphobic, so the last thing I want to do is...
Shut your face. You can't bring that in 10 minutes into an argument about how the internet is not killing the high street and then go, oh, no, actually, the reason I don't go is because I'm agoraphobic. You walked back from Cyprus three times.
Crete.
You walked back from Crete three times.
A long time ago.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't... Listen, the high street is dead. It's over. It's gone. Get over it. Mary Portas, all of the guy from Wix, everybody... It's over. House of Fraser is gone. B&Q is gone. Texas is gone. Curry's is gone. Marks and Spencer's is gone. They are all... Aretha Franklin is gone. They are all gone, right? They're all gone. And it's finished and it's over and that's great.
I was listening to Aretha Franklin earlier. She was still there.
Okay, well, she wasn't in Slough. She wasn't in Slough High
Street. No, I listened to her on YouTube.
Okay, well, that's a good place to go. You should go to the local record store and buy her CDs instead of listening on YouTube.
I don't want all the clutter with...
Thank you very much indeed. A lot of people telling me, can we report the Talk Radio app? Because for the last month, I've had people saying that at 11 o'clock, the app freezes and it hits. And it, can we just send another? It's been done before. Let's just send another, man. That's I should. Okay, well, that was certainly content that filled what 9 minutes of radio time, and that's all we're here for. All this show is filler, all filler, no killer. So we need to fill another 43 minutes. Some of that's going to be filled by adverts, so I reckon we can get it down to about 37 minutes that we need to fill. And it would be easier to fill if you were calling me, 0344 499 1000. Thanks very much indeed. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.